waiting for the indication for the secretariat so that we can have a sense if we are in a state of readiness to commence with the meeting. Our invited guests here, secretariat.
We can commence with the meeting.
Come again?
Yes, Chair. Mrs. Nongubela is here and we can commence with the meeting.
Okay. No, wonderful. Good morning once again, honorable members, and good morning to the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies. The officials that are led by the acting DDG, and today we have this meeting to look particularly into the issue of the post bank. But before we get there, now that the meeting is duly opened and you are welcomed, members, I just want to deal with the issue of the credentials.
Recording in progress.
Especially to ascertain that are there any apologies that might have been communicated? Can you make an indication, Amanda?
Thank you, Chair. I have received one apology from Honorable Nyambi. Thanks, Chair.
One apology from Honorable Nyambi has been received. That's the only apology. Are there any members that are not yet connected? Amanda?
Chair?
Hello? Yes?
May I also indicate an apology from Honorable Magwala? He's struggling with the connectivity.
Another apology from Honorable Magwala, struggling to connect. You are all sounding feverish. The virtual infections may be flying around the flu here. Is
too
there
much.
Any other apology? Too much. no further apology. I was just asking, are our members here or are the members that are not in attendance, so that we get a sense if maybe they are also battling with getting connected? Amanda?
Most of the members are in attendance, Chair.
Wonderful. So honorable members, today's meeting is really focused around the adoption of the Post Bank Amendment Bill, B12 of 2022. This bill is a Section 75 bill, meaning it's not affecting provinces, as it were. In other words, it doesn't go the full process where provincial delegates are required to get mandates from their respective provinces. So, as you know, that we have already deliberated on this, the main objective of the bill is to do away with the post office as the controlling company over the post bank. The amendments, therefore, speak to the creation or the establishment of the bank controlling company, the BCC, that will then have the controlling powers over the post bank instead of the current arrangement of the post office. You will recall, members, that we had a full presentation on this and we were seized with it, and it was part and parcel of what we then had to report, and actually it is part of our minutes now. So that's about that, members, about reporting mechanisms and so on and so forth. And this bill has already served, as you know, in the National Assembly, and it has now come to us as a normal course of
recording stopped.
We we as the senior house is about that we have to actually look into it. So as we start this meeting, therefore, honourable members, I would want to give therefore the opportunity to the department that is actually processing, that is actually leading in this respect, because as you know, post office
recording in progress
is under the stewardship of the Department of Communications and Digital Technology. I now want to invite therefore the department. Yes, Honorable Mamungwenya. Sorry,
morning,
I didn't
Chair.
Realize that you raised your hand. Yes, Mama, you are recognized.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to all the members and the colleagues, also in the department. Chairperson, before maybe they come in, I want to check if parliamentary legal advisor and state law advisor are present in the meeting, as it is important for them to be present before we proceed with the adoption of the bill. Thanks, Chair.
You are suggesting that we then have the state law advisor and the legal department of parliament in attendance.
Very, very important for them to be present in this meeting before we adopt. Thanks.
Well, Mamungwenya, I'm not sure about that, because if maybe you had said that it's not the first time that we are engaging with this matter, perhaps if you had an issue that you wanted to cushion, we should have done that from the very onset we started engaging with this. I'm not opposed to what you are saying. I think I get the sense of what you are saying. But I'm just worried that that you are checking if that invitation was extended to them prior to this meeting sitting. Were they invited, Amanda? Because I don't want us to now to kill our meeting for that reason, for a matter that we were well assisted with, which has actually gone through those departments in terms of quality assurance.
Yes, Chair, our procedural officer was invited from the NCOP legal procedural officer, Mr. Mkuse.
Is he here?
I'm going to call him now, but he did confirm that he was going to join the meeting.
Okay. Okay, just tell him that the meeting has begun, and then he can come in, and then in the meantime, we'll allow the department to take us through.
Okay, thanks very much, Chair.
Okay, Mamungwenya. Sis Nonkubela, we are ready for the department. You can indicate if the delegation composition that is here, as to who is here and who will start, with the presentation. Acting DG, I'm inviting you to take to the podium.
A very good morning, Chair, and a very good morning to the honourable members on the platform. Chair, first and foremost, on behalf of the department, let me thank the honourable members, as well as then the select committee, who have considered our bill, and obviously is an important house representing the citizens in as far as considering the bill. On the platform this morning, I am joined. They should be DDG Shelembe, Omega Shelembe. He's responsible for our state-owned entities. We have about 11 of them. I do know that we just had load shedding, so we're struggling with connectivity. I also have Mr. Alf Wolfs. He's our residence policy expert from the department. And then also from my office, Ms. Zaith and Anthony, who's also present. Just to then give the assurance for the honorable members, and allow me, Chair, to pass on the apologies of our principals. Firstly, the minister is unfortunately in cabinet. It's a physical cabinet meeting this morning. And so he is in cabinet. He is also an acting minister, so he's standing in for another member of the executive. And then the apology also from our deputy minister. He's currently abroad. This is the very important year in terms of spectrum negotiations as we go into the next round later on this year. And as such, the cluster of regulators globally are having the Global Regulators Forum meeting. And so he's gone there to represent the interest of the Republic, supporting, obviously, our regulator, ICASA. So he's abroad, and so please accept the apologies of the two principals for this meeting. Safe to say, Chair, the importance of this particular bill is of great magnitude. We've brought it in as far as then to seek the amendments. Honourable members, you would know that in the initial, SAPO was then the sole owner and the shareholder of the Post Bank. We all know currently the current financial situation of SAPO and the fact that they are under provisional liquidation as we speak. And therefore, even prior to this, we have been exploring alternatives in as far as the designating an appropriate shareholder for the Post Bank in terms of the bank controlling company. And also then ensuring then the registration. So facilitating the establishment as well as the registration of the bank controlling company in terms of the Bank Act. And the Bank Act prescribes that the shareholder needs to be fit and proper in order then to meet the requirements. And unfortunately, as I said, the post office, it did not meet the requirements thereof. It therefore allocates or from this bill is quite important at this opportune time for two reasons primarily, to ensure that we do then the full separation of the Post Bank from SAPO, but then also as then the first step then towards then designating it as a fully fledged bank. So after this, we will then pursue as the department and the board and the Post Bank, the licensing and the corporatization as well as the licensing through then the Reserve Bank. We are now at the final stages in as far as then which is the matter that sits before Parliament. We are now in the final stages in as far as then the amendment to the Post Bank bill. I'm happy that it National Assembly has passed and has then passed it on to yourselves in order then to conclude this particular process, Chair. Now, we have spoken previously on the rationale, and I think owing to even then the public comments, I must indicate that we've received resounding support in as far as then the public support from it. It talks to from labor perspective, it talks to the business community, especially your SMMEs. It talks to we've received support also from business widely. We've consulted all the other critical stakeholders in government as well, and as I said, also the general public. And the need for it has been on the fact that There still is still a substantive number of citizens who remain unbanked. And as you know, the Post Bank is currently the custodian of quite a number of recipients of the SASSA grant, whom are basically, that's the only platform that they can be able to interact with. So the principle of financial inclusion is very important as well. The issue with also in terms of ensuring a wider public participation in the economy, I think the bank is actually then going to position itself to ensure that they're able to get those who perhaps from your mainstream bank have either been not considered as viable in as far as opening up bank, but also then the issues related to your banking fees, of which then obviously they are structured in such ways that they're.
Acting DG, I don't want you to go to detail because we have had the full appreciation of this presentation. I had just wanted you just to say at a just high level. I think what you have already said is fair enough, and I think members are still quite aware because the presentation which we received from you together with DG Shalembe and other colleagues is still very fresh on our minds. It was just a week and a half ago. So we are quite aware, but I just wanted just a recap at a very high level, and I think we have done that. So maybe then I can just allow you to then just conclude, and then we can then get into asking the officials to fly to the BIM.
Okay. No, Chair, that was my concluding, just to say then we do appreciate, and we are obviously as quite eager to then see this process in its finality now so that the amendment bill can then be signed into law. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and thank you to the Honorable Members.
Okay, thank you very much, Acting DG. Members, I am now asking for the bill to be flighted, and also the official from the legal department is already on the platform. And of course, before this came to us, it has also gone through to them because some of the work that we do has to be actually be taken through the process of verification where certain matters are considered so that they can then advise us accordingly where there are blind spots and so on. There it is. Then you're going to scroll down. As I have indicated that this matter has gone through the National Assembly. And members, I must also indicate that today, basically, this is our process as members of the Select Committee. It is no longer an issue where the department was coming here to present to us, but their attendance is for them to then clarify where in, for instance, we would want to make reference to a process which has already gone through at an NA level as to how maybe they could have dealt with a particular question that may arise from us. We didn't really have an expectation for that matter to have even the political principals here today because the discussion is about us to now formally adopt the amendment. This process was for that. And therefore, I don't want us to take this in a particular different way wherein we take our other meetings. This one is specifically intended for us to consider adopting this amendment of the bill. Okay, take it down. Members will note their ease. Yeah, proceed. I hope members are able to zoom in into the document in their own gadgets so that they can clearly see. Proceed. We are now clause 2 and clause 3. Yeah, let's go to the next clause.
Must I proceed, Chair?
Proceed, proceed. I will only be maybe just reading through on the substantive matters. Other matters are a little bit academic, you know, like clause number 7 on page 5 in line with 21, to omit members and to substitute with member. That's not really a substantive matter. So this is just legal jargon. Proceed, please. We are now in clause 14. Proceed. Proceed, proceed, proceed. Clause 18, go ahead. Okay, yeah, now we come to the proposed amendments on the memo on the objects of the South African Post Bank Limited Amendment Bill. Go ahead. Yeah, go to the next page, please. Go ahead. We just have, we're just making the members, you know, because. All right. Okay. Yeah. Members, those are the details. I think I want now to give it to the members if they still want to ask any pertinent question, because as I say, this is quite a very straightforward thing. So are there any members who would like to say something, or we ask for the mover for their adoption?
Good morning, Chair. I move for the adoption. Thank you.
Mamu PP is moving for the adoption. Do we have a seconder?
Thanks, Cheng. Ngwenya is moving for the seconding the adoption. Thank you.
Umamu Ngwenya is moving for the adoption of the bill.
Yebo.
Honorable members, that being the case, I think there is unanimity in the House, in the committee, that we now adopt this amendment bill for the establishment of the Post Bank, actually for ensuring that we establish the BCC as a controlling company, and all the other details that are entailed in this amendment. I therefore announce that this is now duly adopted by the Select Committee on Public Enterprises and Communication. Ubabengi, Judge Kengugu, Ngen Shaya Pans, Nge Hama, Itupaka, it's done. Siyabonga kakhulu, Malungu, Abekekileyo, Alendru, this is a very progressive step in ensuring that one of the critical instruments of a developmental state is actually secured and protected so that it can play a role which is expected to play, which is both developmental, transformational, and most importantly, for the betterment of the lives of the people that we represent right here. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Malungu, mangibonge as well to the officials of the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies for coming through and stand ready to interact with us and interface with us as we're dealing with this very important exercise. Siyabonga kakhulu Sisinonkubela. Umsebenzi mawuqhube ubheke phambili. We're looking forward to this. This is the bank that we have been waiting for, and indeed, it is going to take us to where we wanted it to be, as a state bank, which is going to play a very strategic and a central role in the whole, trajectory that the country wants to take towards the economic liberation of our people. Thank you so much.
Singani khulula nini. Thank you very much, Ken. Thank you very much, honorable members. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Gamnand. Cheers. Amanda, in my understanding, do we have another item on the agenda, or this was just the only item?
No, Chair, this was the only item on the agenda.
Okay. Honorable members, this is one of the quickest meetings we've had in the history of our tenure. I want to thank you for having come through, and I want to thank you for your deliberations, and even in your silence, I know that you are deliberating. You speak volumes, even though you might not have pronounced yourself, but I know exactly that you stand, you are on the side of the masses of our people. I therefore thank you so much, members. We shall meet in the plenary later on in the day. Thank you so much, members. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, my chairperson.
We thank the staff as well. We thank the staff as well, always, for their support. Thank you very much.
Siyabonga.
Kamandi, Mamungwe. Siyabulela kakhulu.